USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is taking up President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill today. The bill only with support from Democrats, as Republicans are not happy with the fact that there's a proposed $350 billion to bail out state and local governments. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst saying,
I think we might have a new name for this package that's come over. It's a porky partisan, pricey pet project package.
Republicans can force some procedural delays by reading the bill out loud, but all indications are that Democrats have the votes for the bill to pass. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims have gone up a bit. The slight increase comes after the previous week saw unemployment claims fall to its lowest level since November. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is hitting back at President Biden for saying it was Neanderthal thinking for him to lift the mask requirement in his state. Governors in Mississippi, Montana, and Iowa have also recently lifted mandates requiring masks in their state. Pushing back on all those governors, Dr. Anthony Fauci believes this is not the right time to be lifting restrictions.
I don't know why they're doing it, but it certainly, from a public health standpoint, is ill-advised. It just is inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. I understand the need to want to get back to normality, but you're only going to set yourself back if you just completely push aside the public health guidelines.
That audio courtesy of CNN, President Biden is approving a disaster declaration for North Carolina. The order sets the stage for federal assistance. The Tar Heel State was hit hard by Tropical Storm Etta in November. Nearly 20 counties were affected. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will not be releasing its guidance for vaccinated Americans on Thursday as originally planned, according to senior administration officials. When it comes to vaccinations, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting seniors at the front of the line.
And my view is if you're 65 and up, I'm not worried about your income bracket. I'm worried about your age bracket, because it's the age, not the income, that shows the risk. And so if they were able to go in a community that is heavily senior and vaccinate people, that's very, very good.
As inoculations ramp up, Americans are eager to return back to normal. And while CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has repeatedly said the country needs to remain vigilant, the draft advice is going to offer Americans a glimmer of hope that the United States is headed in the right direction. Major League Baseball is set to honor one of the best ever suit up with a permanent day on the league's schedule. The first ever Lou Gehrig Day will be held on June 2nd throughout the league. Along with honoring the New York Yankees legend, the league is trying to raise awareness and money to battle ALS, the disease that took the Hall of Famer's life and is informally known as Lou Gehrig's disease. A second General Motors manufacturing plant may be coming to the United States. The additional facility would reportedly focus on producing batteries for electric vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.